We told you on July 20th that hackers breached AshleyMadison.com, which is a hookup site that promotes adultery. Now data from that hack has been posted online. Greg Topo wrote about the story for USA Today and joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Now, how much data was posted and where was it posted?
So it was posted on what's known as the dark web and is about 10 gigs worth of data. From what we can tell, there are usernames, names, first and last, email addresses, and even some credit card information.
Greg, that's a large amount of data. Do we have any idea how many users may have their information actually leaked through the Ashley Madison hack?
We don't know yet. We know that Ashley Madison and two related companies say they have about 32 million users, possibly as many as 40 million if you count all the sites. There are a couple of folks reporting that maybe that's a little bit high, that some of these so-called users are just sort of people who are curious, logged on, and then sort of got the heck off. But, the company claims as many as 40 million people use these sites.
Yikes. And that's probably an exaggeration. I didn't know that adultery curious was a genuine category. So I understand that the owner of the site, which is Avid Life Media, initially denied the validity of this claim that this data was posted. They basically said, no, it's not really the data. Have they changed their tune? Do they now recognize that this is the real data?
Yeah, they're saying this is serious, and they're not exactly coming out and saying exactly what has been released, but they are saying that police are involved. You know, they're saying that the FBI is getting involved, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Toronto Police, Ontario.
Why do you need mounted police?
I'm not sure what role the horses will play. it's a Canadian firm, so they get all the appropriate authorities involved. And interestingly enough, I think they have an interesting take on this. They say, this is not hacktivism; this is a crime, and these folks, have committed a serious crime. I mean, when this group first announced that they, were taking this data and intended to put it online. There's sort of an interesting political angle to it. They were basically saying that the people who use these sites are, quote, and this is their term, not mine, cheating dirtbags. And this was sort of a vengeance that was being exacted. It's got some interesting angles other than just, like a credit card or data breach.
Yeah, well, we know the Mounties always get their man, so I don't know what they're going to do about women who are doing this kind of thing online. But actually, you just walked right into my next question, because I think it's the group called Impact Team, Greg. Is that the hacker group? And it seems like they just basically have a morality issue with the fact that this site is a site where you can go online and find people to cheat on your spouse with. And apparently there's another related site that's specifically for men. So is that really what this is all about? They just don't like the service that this provides?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, interestingly enough, to me, the most telling detail from this is as follows. So Avid runs, among other things, three cheating sites, if you will. They run Ashley Madison. They run a site called Established Men, which is basically for women looking for men with money, sort of sugar daddies, I guess, if you will. And then the third site they run is something called, and I'm not making this up, Cougar Life.
Yeah, that's the hilarious one.
Here's the thing. They have not targeted Cougar Life. So now draw what conclusions you will from that. They've just essentially just targeting the sites that men might frequent.
Yeah, don't blame the cougars yet, because we don't know.
I don't know.
It is very, very weird. Now, there was some talk initially that this might have been an inside job. Is that still the leading theory?
That's a really good question. I haven't done enough reporting to be able to say for sure one way or another. Wish I could tell you more.
It sounds, it feels, and smells like a sort of disgruntled employee type of hack. And of course, probably wasn't easy to do unless you had some kind of inside information. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this hack. And I'm sure that people who are users of this site will be freaking out about now. because this, so. this information includes some of their, you know, preferences and all that kind of stuff. So not a good thing to have out in the wild, I imagine. And again, we're going to be hearing a lot more about this as we go forward.